You're listening to New Tinea. NASA and IBM opened an AI mapmaker for the moon. NASA and IBM released an open-source model trained on more than 30 lunar data layers from 9 instruments across 4 missions. It may improve maps of ice candidates, craters, and volcanic terrain, but its reported 23% benchmark gain remains developer-reported and does not confirm new ice deposits. NASA and IBM released an open-source artificial intelligence model on September 10th that is designed to help researchers examine the moon as a layered dataset rather than one image at a time. The NASA-IBM Lunar Foundation model was trained on more than 30 data layers from 9 instruments flown on 4 NASA missions, including the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. Quick summary. The model combines several kinds of lunar observations in one reusable AI system. NASA and IBM say it performed up to 23% better than widely used methods on selected mapping benchmarks. It may help map craters, volcanic features, and places where ice could exist. The public result is a released research tool, not a verified discovery of new ice deposits.
Why combine 4 missions?
Lunar missions do not all see the same thing. Cameras record surface texture and illumination, while other instruments measure elevation, temperature, reflected light, or particles that can reveal the presence of hydrogen. Researchers often have to align those layers before testing a scientific question. A foundation model is meant to learn patterns across a broad collection first, then be adapted to narrower jobs with less task-specific training. According to Reuters, the new system can support searches for potential ice deposits in permanently shadowed regions, crater mapping for safer landing analysis, and studies of volcanic terrain. NASA and IBM reported accuracy gains of up to 23% over widely used methods in benchmark tests. That figure is a relative improvement on selected tasks, not a universal score for every lunar map. Key fact, the training collection includes more than 30 layers from 9 instruments across 4 NASA missions. Why lunar ice matters. Cold, sunless depressions near the poles can preserve water molecules for extremely long periods. NASA's analysis of Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter data found widespread evidence of ice in permanently shadowed regions and mapped where concentrations are more or less likely. Water could support crews and be separated into hydrogen and oxygen, but the amount, accessibility, and purity of any deposit still require direct investigation. The model therefore addresses a real bottleneck. Decades of observations are richer than any single map, yet turning them into consistent candidate regions is labor-intensive. It could also complement physical approaches already covered by New Tinea, including research on how scientists might use moonquakes to infer buried ice. China's postponed Chang'e 7 mission illustrates why orbital prioritization and later ground measurements are separate stages. Reality check. The model has been released for researchers to use, but the headline benchmark remains a developer-reported result. Public reporting does not establish how well the gain transfers to every instrument, region, or scientific task, and independent teams have not yet published large-scale reproductions. A probability map is also not a sample. Confirming usable ice still requires measurements that can distinguish water from other hydrogen-bearing material and determine depth, concentration, and terrain hazards. What happens next? Open access makes the model testable. Lunar scientists can compare it with specialized methods, fine-tune it for particular instruments, and report where it fails. The most important evidence will be task-by-task validation against withheld observations and, eventually, spacecraft measurements on the surface. Until then, the release is best understood as a new way to organize and interrogate lunar data, not an autonomous mission planner or a shortcut to a moon base. Read the full article at newtinea.com.